Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is an intercessory prayer of a prophet for a grieving heart. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, again, the account of a man who is able to pray to the Lord and see the heavens stopped from raining. Another incident is that he is able to be fed by a raven, by the Lord. The Lord provides food for him through a barrel of meal and a cruse of oil that does not fail. And now this same man is approached by a woman who is in much grief. And here is the case of an intercessory prayer made by a prophet for a grieving heart. But why should he become so fully involved in this matter? He is one who is able to have God's power and presence. Should he be concerned about others' needs to that degree, to that length, to that depth? Yes, of course. You cannot love the Lord much and not be concerned about what matters to God, and that is the hearts of people. You love the Lord, then you will love those whom He loves. And you can feel their pain, and you can grieve, and you can hurt with them. Well, who gets tossed around in this world? Well, the Christian, of course, because we're not home yet. This is not our home. We're pilgrims. We're passing through this place. This woman makes a charge to the prophet Elijah, And he does not take her words to heart to the point that he is affected personally by them, in the sense that he has said, "Look what you said to me. You hurt my feelings." He sees her heart. He sees her tears. And he gives no answer to her overstatement that is brought before her. "What have I to do with you, O thou man of God? Have you brought my sins to remembrance?" He, as though he heard her, but did not know what to say to it himself. And so he takes the dead child from his mother's bosom to his own bed. We must be wise enough not to take to heart all the words spoken during a time of grief, as we mentioned, the responses that people have. And sometimes there are some very bitter words that are spoken. You ever heard of a wife going through labor pains and then saying mean things to her husband during those times? I've heard of cases like that. And I've heard of preachers going into surgery. And during their surgery, there were some mean things that came out. One particular preacher was going through surgery, and he had one of his members from his church there attending him. And when he finished all of the surgery, after having come from the anesthesia, he asked her, "Did I say anything off color, out of order?" And she graciously helped him and said, "No, preacher, you didn't." And who knows if he did or not, but she was a wise woman to tell him, "No, it's not important if it is, if you did." She did not want to lay hold of those words. Elijah was a godly man, and he most certainly cared for this child. For Exodus 22:22 says, "Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child." So God himself cares for widows and orphans, and why shouldn't a person who is right with the Lord do the same? Elijah approached the Lord's throne humbly, with reasons that he felt like, "This child should not die, Lord. This woman should not be bereft of her child." He sees death as having to first pass by God's hand before it reaches the child. "Thou hast brought this evil," says Elijah to the Lord. He knows that nothing moves without God's permission and perfect knowledge, whether it's in the streets or in the city or in the home or in any heart. Everything is subject unto God. And so this grieving mother has moved the heart of the prophet of God, and the prophet goes before the Lord in her behalf. Yes, this intercessory prayer of a prophet goes up to God's throne and moves the heart of God, because Elijah was one who felt the pain of another who was grieving. He loved his God. He loved the Lord's subjects as well. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.